This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, one thing that you will always hear in MBA schools, in business schools, is that you should take as long as you can in paying your suppliers, but try to collect as quickly as you can from your customers. To an extent, I suspect a lot of people do that anyway. Do the business schools have it right?
No, they don't. I mean, as you know, we're very concerned to ensure good, honest payment practices, both by suppliers and by customers. And the reality is that if you have an agreed term with a supplier, just as if you have an agreed term with a customer, it's appropriate to try and ensure that you live in a world where those terms are adhered to. Because at the end of the day, if you regard an aspect of a contract as being fungible, that is, you can change it at will, then where do you end up?
That's not really a contract then, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, and some people argue that a contract is a flexible thing. Well, no. What we've learned overwhelmingly, and this is very much part of our Riyabu culture, is that if you take a contract seriously, including, you know, price, service, product specifications, and when you expect to get paid, and if you're consistent across your organization in terms of how you manage that and message it to the customer, lo and behold, you are very likely to get paid on time. In fact, to be the first in line to get paid. If you take the view that, well, it doesn't matter what I agree at the end of the day, they're going to pay me late, or if with suppliers, as I think is being suggested, you know, irrespective of what we get them to whatever deal we want to in terms of price, and then we pay them whenever we want to. First of all, it's wrong, you know, it's wrong to negotiate contractual terms and then in the knowledge that you're not going to pay any attention to them. I don't care whether some businesses do this or don't do this, it's not good. So we need a world where we treat terms seriously, whether it's price, whether it's quality, whether it's payment terms, that's part of what we agreed. Once it's agreed, we all stick to it. There's a second, actually in many ways more compelling issue. If you're not persuaded by the moral issue, the moral persuasion, then think about it in these terms. When I supply you with a good or a product or a service, if you consistently walk over my payment terms and say pay me in 3 months instead of 2 weeks or whatever it happens to be, I'm going to look at how I price and serve you. You know, I'm going to be looking at things like I might want some payments in advance. I might want to increase the price, because at the end of the day, you've demonstrated that actually you don't take what we agree very seriously.
Yes. In fact, I just heard a story along these lines yesterday. They were saying that when they supply to government, I'm not at liberty to say which government.
Oh, go on.
But the point is that they automatically factor in an additional 10, 15, 20% purely because they know that they're not going to get paid to terms. Mm. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, I am. I mean, governments may not be that price sensitive, but, you know, governments and hospitals and anything that's dependent on government money, you tend to have specific issues. And in Riyabu, if that describes you, then come talk to us and we'll help you figure that out. Very often that's driven by the fact that, particularly in emerging markets, less so in the West, but more in emerging markets, government budgets get paid late. So if I'm a hospital and I'm waiting for my money from the government, I'm supposed to have it in January, I don't get it till March or whatever it happens to be, I can't pay my suppliers.
Right.
But there are things that you can do. There are ways that you can find intermediate finances or all those kind of things. If you're aware, if you go in with your eyes open, there are ways of managing around this,
okay,
like so many things.
So your point is that stick to terms, because if you're trying to infuse this culture with your customers, that they should stick to payment terms, then it would be incongruent at best, schizophrenic at worst, to then completely disregard payment terms when it comes to your own suppliers.
It amazes me that a school, I mean, it costs what, $60,000 or something to do an MBA, or $100,000
depending on
where you go,
the school,
that they seriously proffer advice to young and aspiring businessmen and entrepreneurs that they should, that having negotiated a contract, they should then walk over that contract because it suits their near-term interests and generates more cash. You know, I find it astonishing. It's not only unethical, it's wrong, because it results in bad outcomes for both parties, So that saddens me.
But, okay, so obviously, people listening to this, you'll be thinking, okay, well, I still don't want to pay my customers faster, because after all, if I pay my customers before... I get paid by my customers, well, I'm the one lumbered with the working capital gap. What about, would it be a halfway house to say, you should negotiate the best possible terms as a customer so that you do negotiate terms of paying only after 60 or 90 days as
yes.
opposed to 30.
We make no stipulations about what your terms should or should not be. You need to negotiate optimum terms, but you need to be realistic based on the sector that you're operating in or the sector that your supplier is operating in, because you may be buying stuff from lots of different sectors. You're buying utilities, you're buying people, you're buying maybe physical products, you know, substances that go into your manufacturing process, whatever it happens to be. Yes, but our point is, having negotiated a deal, you then stick to that deal unless you renegotiate it. In general, in business, we do not want a world where we agree one thing. It's no different from some guy going on, you know, on what's one of those purchasing services via the internet, Amazon or Baidu or whatever right. it is, mm-hmm. and saying, I'm going to sell you X for Y, and then when you get it, it's not X at all. It's something else. At the end of the day, would that be good? A good experience, you know?
Of course not.
So at the end of the day, do we want to live in a world where we agree the best deal that we can, and having agreed to it, we stick to it? Or do we want to live in a world where we pretend to agree a deal, and then having got the deal signed, we then do exactly what we want? No, we don't.
Bottom line, as we wrap up, if you are an MBA student and your professor says this, Simon, what should you say to your MBA professor?
Well, I think, you know, that there are obvious benefits in having a stable contracting situation where you have a relationship with your supplier where he trusts you to do what you've agreed. There could be lots of reasons why you want to have that in terms of what he can supply you with in future, in terms of the price that he gives you, in terms of the delight of having a pleasant and civil relationship with somebody as opposed to an adversarial one, yeah. which is poisoned by the fact that having shaken hands on one thing, you then behave in a different kind of a way. I mean, why would anyone want that? You know, it's a very germane issue because business schools have been widely criticized for taking the ethics out of business. In other words, if you assess every single thing that a business does or what you do as a human being in a business based upon its economic utility, then the way that you treat human beings comes a very long way down the list. So you can treat employees in a cavalier way, you can treat suppliers in a cavalier way. Is that really the world that we want to live in? I don't think so. Let's bring ethics back to business. That's what Riabu is about, fairness, yeah?
And if you want to bring comments to this conversation, please do so through the Riabu podcast. Thank you very much, Simon.